terms of the movies, and if by chance you don't get our newsletters, you can get them if you want to by going to timsalesnewsletter.com. Again, that is timsales, S-A-L-E-S, newsletter.com. And for the movies, if you've not seen the movies, on the left-hand side, right under the Contact Us button, there is something that says Online Recruiting Movies. You click it there, and you can go in and get a free viewing. That's only going to be up until the, I think, the 31st of January, but you can get a free viewing of that. Now, one other thing that I want to cover, and then I want to open up for a final question, is when do you send them what the wealthy buy versus brilliant compensation? What the Wealthy Buy is a prospecting movie that I created, and it was based upon the Rich Dad Poor Dad book. And what my design or my concept behind creating that particular video was for was simply to educate a person up to the level of being able to understand brilliant compensation. All right? Brilliant compensation, although it's very simple and very logical, and most people get it, what I found was is that it was for some people a little bit too up there, all right? And I hate to say it that way, but I didn't make it simple enough. And so particularly people who had never been around business before, people who, you know, like me before I got into business, like my dad, like most of the people that I hung around with in Tennessee or when I was in the Navy, they just had never been around it. If you get a factory worker on the call and you start talking about leveraged income, you've lost them. Okay? And so what that video, What the Wealthy Buy on Payday, online presentation, what I created that for was that you could send it to a prospect, that it basically would take the person from thinking that wealth comes from winning the lottery or inheriting it to making people realize that they could create it. All right? A person has to first become aware of something before they can become educated on it. And then they have to be educated on it before they can take responsibility for doing it. Okay? And a lot of times you call these people and they are not at the aware stage and you're suddenly shoving them into the responsibility stage and they're going to reject you and they are going to feel lonely in the process. In other words, they're going to feel down because they don't feel as though that they can kind of keep up with what you're talking about. And so that's the reason for What the Wealthy Buy. So how do I make the decision? When I get on the phone with somebody, I start talking to them and I say, you know, have you ever had a business for yourself? And you can tell right away with the questions that the person's asking. You know, when they say they've been working down at the police force or they say they've been doing this, or one of the ways that I have entered this, most of the time, here's the way that I do this. And you got to be gentle with this one. There was a survey that was put out on USA Today one time. And you know how in the lower left-hand corners in the money section, they had this survey that was down there, and it was, how do you think you can create wealth today? That was the question that was asked. And of the survey, I think there was like four or five answers. And the number one was winning the lottery. In other words, when asked the question, how do you create wealth today? Number one was winning the lottery. Number two was inheritance. I don't remember what the other three were. But I know one thing, that hard work didn't make the list. Okay? As pitiful as that is the surveyed audience of what that was. And so the way that I normally do this with a prospect on the call is let's say that I'm talking to Mark, and Mark has been working construction or cabinet maker, let's say. And in talking to him, he filled out a survey that he wanted to have a home-based business, and he liked the looks of the car that was on the picture that he signed up for. And so, and in talking to Mark, I find out that he's been working with his dad, and that he just knows there's more out there, and he'd like to make more. And so, I'd say, hey, Mark, you know, I saw a survey in a newspaper one time, and it asked this question. It asked, how do you think wealth is created? And the first two answers they gave was, number one was lottery, number two was inheritance. And I'm just curious, what would you answer to that? In other words, do you believe that it's lottery or inheritance, or do you believe that there's another way to create wealth? And I would just listen to his answer. And if his answer was one of anything other than, no, I believe any individual can create wealth themselves, All right. In other words, if there isn't that kind of a certainty that comes through, then what I recommend that you do is to say, you know what? Here's the way I'd like to start with you, Mark, is that I want you to review something that I think you're just going to absolutely love. All right. Do you have access to the internet? Right. And that's the way I'd go into it. And I would send them What the Wealthy Buy.